we find the SEAL Project is an admirable and successful charity, but why did you decide to help found the SEAL Project, and did anything happen which motivated you to find it?
Well, yeah, obviously rescuing a seal in the seawater pool was bizarre because anybody we called at that time of day wasn't awake and we didn't know what to do. And we did exactly what we shouldn't do, which was pick it up. We didn't touch it with our hands, and it was only a common. We don't get very many of those. It was tiny. But we wrapped it up in a fleecy blanket that somebody brought down for us, and we put it back in the sea. Totally the wrong thing to do, but there was another seal there, and in our heads that was its mother, and we'll never know. But that made me want to learn more, and then from that I became a British Divers Marine Life Rescue Marine Mammal Medic. It never comes out right if you say it too fast or too slow. So obviously learn how to rescue seals, dolphins, and potentially whales should that happen, as part of that charity. And then through knowing a medic, which is Duncan, who I think you might have come across earlier, we set up the SEAL project. And my partner Lee's the other founder of that. And it's kind of gone a bit crazy. So we do seal surveys. We're fortunate enough to have our own boat now, and we can go and survey a bit more of the coast. And I identify them, get to name them.
Little question: what should you do if you find a seal then, instead of what you do? Because that's probably what I would have done or wanted to do.
Yeah. Well, literally, call British Divers Marine Life Rescue, and they send medics out. I mean, there's an awful lot of them down in Cornwall. They're a bit more scattered around here, and it just so happened that as medics, we were all based in Brixham, so we can attend call outs kind of super fast. So.
How do you improve the coastlines and conserve the seal population?
A lot of education, really, I suppose, is the key to that. Litter is one of the biggest issues. Obviously, you know, you get a lot more seals, so you have a lot more entangled seals. We haven't come across any with such nasty wounds as you've had down there. But obviously, silly things like frisbees seem to be the one that does a lot of damage. We have Easter Bunny, our seal, up here. And I'm beginning to wonder where he's gone, because he has vanished for a week or so. But he does do this from time to time. I don't think seals like holiday makers, if I'm honest. he got entangled in industrial plastic, which was around his neck. And that was last year, last April. And for a week we were like, oh, we don't know what to do. We've just got to wait for him to turn up somewhere where we can get to him. And a week later, he turned up in the same spot, no plastic. A year later, he still rocks up in the same spot. He is a creature of habit. But again, we realised we knew him from the area as a younger seal. So what happened to him happened in Brixham. So as a result, we started on a big litter picking thing along the breakwater, and collected 226 sacks of marine litter. Yeah.
Wow, that's a very large amount.
In amongst that, I've even got a crisp packet from 1996.
Those last long.
Well, that's older than you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's concerning. Yeah, way older.
nearly my age.
It was double our age.
Almost. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's how long all this stuff lasts. That's the trouble. Doesn't go away.
Mind blowing. That is terrible. Mm. So with the also G7 summit fast approaching, is there any hopes with what they're doing? Is there any hopes you think that it will affect what you're doing, maybe make the public more aware or like better involved?
I hope so. I think that kind of crazy year we've lived in anyway has made people look at things differently. So hopefully people do need to look at the world in a different way. But I think there's a lot of, the world's been very quiet. The wildlife has had a lot of peace. And now because everybody can't go everywhere, that it's going to turn into a totally opposite thing. So keeping everybody on our little island, much as it's good for everybody's kind of health at the moment, and doing us good in that respect, I'm not sure how good it's going to be for a lot of the wildlife. So I don't know. I mean, obviously, you know, there's a lot of different things. When they planned this summit last year or whenever, they certainly probably didn't think they were going to be discussing some of the stuff they probably are going to end up discussing. So,
yeah. Like you said, educating people is really important for progress and awareness for a cause or issue. So how does the SEAL project teach the public about the SEAL population and protecting our coastlines?
Good question. We're trying to get back into schools and colleges now. So that's kind of a big thing for us, because we obviously couldn't do a lot of that. Doing talks, because again, you couldn't go and do that. So this month is kind of suddenly starting to be a bit crazy, so getting out there. So I've got a lot of stuff to work out. But also a lot of it's social media, I suppose, is a big part of that. And just being seen out and about and then talking to people. And it's amazing how many people will go, oh, it's a sea lion, and stuff like that. And it's, they're all the same seals. There is only one around here. No, there isn't. And they've all swum with the same seal that there was here a year ago. And no, they haven't. So it's just education. And it's like everything, isn't it? We have a different appreciation for it because we live here and we're very lucky. And yet other people, they see something and they're just mind blown. So if you can get into people and get into people young, I think that's a lot of the key.
Yeah. SEAL Project is already doing amazing things, but what are your future goals for the project?
Wow, that's a good question. That's a really good question. If I'm honest, I would like it to be able to make me stop having to do my really dull day job and let me do this all the time, because trying to fit it in around everything means I don't actually do anything else, to be fair. It's just work and seals. I suppose the more we do, the more people we are, more we're known, I suppose, and the more we can achieve, the chances maybe are one day we can do that. So you never know. But meanwhile, we've got a boat, but I want a boat with a helipad and a big boat that we can go off the back with. But no, that's not going to happen. We've only got a little boat. And it's not exactly a fancy boat, but it gets us out there. And yeah, we always get wet on the return journey because it's always rough on the way back, but it's worth it. So,
obviously you have sort of YouTube. Do you have like other social medias which you use to share and educate as well as YouTube?
Only obviously the general social media sites at the moment. Again, it's just being volunteers. It's trying to find people we can get on board to do a bit more. I know you've got Molly Wallace down there on our behalf doing some filming, and she's doing great stuff. So it's just finding people that are as daftly as passionate about it as we are, that we can kind of get to help us out a bit and hopefully go on to better things with it. So just getting people to, a lot of people will say they will help, but getting them to actually come back and continue to help is another thing, because everybody has so much else to do in their lives, unfortunately. But yeah, I keep doing it every day.
Yeah.
Even Christmas Day, I do surveys.
I mean, Christmas Day, going out to see seals, can't think of anything better.
And last year, we actually had dolphins in the harbour as well, so on Christmas Day.
That is like a truly special experience. What do you think your favourite experience which you've had when working the SEAL project?
Ooh, well, my life, that's a good one. We have released an entangled dolphin, although that was more a BDLMR thing, but we did get the call because we had a boat. So even though we didn't end up using our own boat, we wouldn't have got that call if we were somebody else. So maybe that was pretty cool, because she, as the dolphin swam off, she did do a bit of a kind of a thank you thing. My head, she did anyway. Other than that, I think it's just seeing the likes of Easter Bunny regularly. I have like hundreds of sightings of him, so I've got a proper calendar for him for now for over 16 months. So to be able to recognize the seal when they molt, whereas if you hadn't seen him for a few months, you would instantly think he's a different seal. So that has given me a different perspective on how we're meant to recognize them. It is a personality thing, as much as they're recognized by their fur patterns, but actually that's not always the way to go. So I'm learning some funky things on that. So I love it all, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing something you love, Even if it does take up all your time.
I really don't mind. And I think it's that thing, you know, I mean, you guys, education is very different these days to when I was at school. And I never really, I can honestly say, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. And here I am. This is kind of what I'd like to be, even though I am meant to be a grown up. But yeah, you find your passion somewhere along the line, and this is it. So.
Yeah, I definitely think 7-year-old me would have been very happy to meet you as well as 14-year-old me now. 7-year-old me would just be as obsessed with seals as I am. This is like magical.
Thank you.
Yeah.